Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. You got to make sure your money is good and that you're keeping good care of it. So today, I'm very happy to have Haley Phillips from Fearless Accounting as our guest. Thanks for coming, Haley.
Thank you for inviting me, Mary. It's great to be here.
What are some of the first things that a startup needs to know about accounting for their new business?
The very first thing that a small business owner needs to know is to separate your personal finances from your business finances. So when you go through the process of opening up a business and you're doing all of the paperwork to get a name and an ID number, make opening a business bank account one of those first steps that you do, even if you don't have any revenue yet. You want everything for that business to be separated from your personal expenses. This saves you in the long run from having to pick everything apart at the end of the year and remember what you spent that money on at Home Depot. And it also is going to help you stay organized and put you in a great path going forward with your systems.
I even suggest people put their accounts in separate banks. So you have the credit card or the debit card from the business is separate from your personal stuff.
Yes, and that they look different, because I've heard so many people say, I've got two orange cards and I use the wrong one all the time because they're from the same bank. If you have two different banks, you probably have two different looking cards. So that helps out a little bit with that.
That makes a lot of sense. What else do people need to know?
The other thing that I want people to do is not ignoring their cash flow until it's too late. So make sure that you have a good system to track your cash flow. In the beginning, it's really easy to just think, I'm spending a lot of money, so I'm just going to spend all of this and I'll figure it out later. But really tracking that and tracking your revenues as soon as they come in is what is going to allow you to project into the future and figure out whether you're really meeting your goals and being successful in your business. So setting up those systems early, it could be QuickBooks, but if you're not ready for QuickBooks yet, or you want something that's free, it could just be an Excel spreadsheet where you're tracking all of your income and your expenses for your business. But having visibility on that is going to set you up for success in the long run.
Very much. I actually use Quick, and other people can use simple checkbook programs. I think Mint is one of them. The other thing I do is when I'm putting investment money into the business, it goes into the business deposits as loan from owner. So it can be categorized specifically and not get mixed up with personal income or those kinds of things.
Yes. And that's also how you know whether you've gotten a return on your investment, because are you able to pay yourself back that money that's in that loan from owner account? At some point in the future, you should be having the success and the profit to say, okay, I put $10,000 into my business. Now I can make a $10,000 withdrawal and it's not going to hurt my business because I've built it up to that point. So being able to track that and knowing how much you have put into your business lets you know how much you can get back out of it.
Right. And it's not your personal income. It's a return on your investment.
Exactly. Right. You're getting your initial investment back from all that money that you spent in the beginning.
Are there particular mistakes you see too often?
The biggest mistake that I see too often, and I think that it's a secret one that no one likes to talk about, is that when people start small businesses, they get really confused about their taxes, or they're not sure about their taxes, and they don't do that planning early when they start the business. And then instead of help getting the help of a professional or finding a way to learn how to do it themselves, they don't file their taxes, or they file their taxes incorrectly. So I think planning for your taxes early is imperative when you're starting a new business, because if you are working with someone who can help you with that, they can help you minimize what your tax liability is going to be. They can help you make it less scary, where you don't have to worry about owing a big bill at the end of the year. They can help you set up the payments for that. But if you don't have that in place, then you get nervous, then you don't file, then it's 3 years down the road and you haven't filed, then you're going to be in a place where you are not going to feel good.
Right. So get familiar with a Schedule C and what categories you use. And if you can find an accountant who has familiarity with your industry, you're
Right.
that much better off, right?
Exactly, because if someone knows specific to your industry, they're going to know about all the little things that other industry professionals deduct that maybe you haven't even thought about deducting from your taxes yet.
Yeah, I was in the video production industry when I was in New York, and my accountant was familiar with entertainment. So every video I rented, every movie I went to was considered research.
That's awesome, right? Yeah, that's great. So it feels like it's daunting, because that person might cost some money for you to, get their advice or get their help. But in the end, they're probably going to be able to save you money, and in some cases, they're going to be able to save you thousands of dollars, especially if you're avoiding the penalties and late fees from not filing the returns.
Exactly. I always tell startups you need three people on your team, whether they're employees or friends or volunteers or whatever. You need three people, a marketing person, an attorney, and an accountant.
Great
And
advice.
the marketing person helps you make money, the accountant helps you keep most of it, and the lawyer stops you from losing it.
That's great. Very good.
Okay, this is great. And we're just bullet pointing right along here. Anything else in particular you want people to pay attention to?
The only other thing I would say is try to make it as easy for yourself as possible. What you were talking about, Mint, it has a lot of automations. QuickBooks is coming out with a lot of automations now, where you don't necessarily have to do a ton of work. If you set it up, it knows how to categorize transactions, it knows how where to put things. But go in there on a regular basis. Have a weekly time that you set aside for yourself. It should be the time that you're working on your business anyway. And just take a look at your books, take a look at where you're standing from a cash standpoint and what you've got coming up. Creating a super simple budget doesn't have to be the most complicated thing, but just something that's going to give you some direction of, yeah, I've got $10,000 in the bank, but I've got to buy inventory and it's going to cost me $15,000 in 2 weeks. So I really don't have money to spend. I need to make five more so I can purchase the inventory that I want, whatever that is. And then the other thing to keep things simple for yourself is get rid of the shoebox of receipts. Just take a picture of it, put it in a Google folder, attach it to QuickBooks, put it somewhere electronically so that you don't have to hold on to all those pieces of paper. Your accountant, your CPA at the end of the year doesn't like that shoebox, and you don't like it either.
Right. And there are apps where you scan a receipt and it automatically categorizes it and dates it and puts it where it needs to go so that you just generate a report at the end of the year. And that weekly checking your cash flow, make an appointment for yourself, put it in your calendar. Don't just put it in one of those checks on the to-do list, right?
Exactly. If it's not on your calendar, you won't do it. So definitely put it on your calendar.
Well, thank you so much, Haley Phillips from Fearless Accounting. We'll put a link in the comments so people can get a hold of you if they need to. And we really appreciate the advice from a really good accountant.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate seeing you. Thanks for having me on.
And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck, Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.